From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In Syria, dozens of airstrikes believed carried out by government and Russian warplanes struck rebel-held neighborhoods of Aleppo Sunday. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 16 civilians were killed, with a civilian defense worker saying the death toll may exceed 30. Meanwhile, the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces pushed closer to the Islamic State-held stronghold of Manbij in northern Syria, and a key development, according to Indiana University analyst Abdul Qader Sino.
This area where the battles are taking place is the corridor that links the Islamic State domain within Syria with any country outside of Syria, Turkey. And so it's an essential supply corridor through which the Islamic State often smuggles supplies and recruits.
Sino says the advance could create a political problem if Kurdish fighters, part of the SDF, use the territory to create a Kurdish state, something opposed by neighboring Turkey. At the same time, the Syrian army continues to move into the northern province of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State self-proclaimed caliphate. Sagal Salad Osman, a Somali female journalist working for state-run radio and television, was shot and killed in Mogadishu Sunday. The assailants fled the scene, and there was no immediate claim of responsibility. Sagal Osman, said to be in her early 20s, was described as a rising journalist who was a producer and anchor for youth-related programs. She is the second female journalist to be killed in Somalia in recent months. This is VOA News. And in Afghanistan, southern Helmand province, a veteran American journalist and his Afghan translator were killed on Sunday after coming under attack while traveling with an Afghan army unit. The U.S.-based National Public Radio identified the dead as photojournalist David Gilkey and translator Zabihullah Tamana. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is taking part today in the annual U.S.-China Strategic and Economic Dialogue that's going on in Beijing, urging China to find a diplomatic solution to tensions in the South China Sea. Mr. Kerry arrived in Beijing from Mongolia. The Beijing dialogue follows a three-day informal meeting of regional Asia-Pacific defense officials and security experts at the Singapore-based Shangri-La Dialogue. Analyst Ankit Panda of the regional current events publication The Diplomat says China's position on maritime tensions has not changed.
China really hasn't shown that it's willing to engage in a dialogue at Shangri-La. We heard Admiral Sun Jianguo present China's position. He essentially restated China's longstanding position on the South China Sea, said that China doesn't fear trouble, suggesting that Beijing would be prepared to defend itself there. Trust remains very poor in the region between China and its regional neighbors in the United States.
Beijing talks also will focus on economic matters, cybersecurity, and climate change. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew urged China today to cut excess steel production that he warned is distorting global trade. The body of legendary U.S. world boxing champion Muhammad Ali arrived back in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. That happened Sunday. Local resident Mark Merriweather paid his respects.
You know, he put us on the map. You know, he made Louisville. A lot of people didn't know about Louisville until they know about the greatest, you know, Muhammad Ali, you know, and it did a lot for Louisville.
Ali died late Friday at the age of 74 of complications from Parkinson's disease. Today marks the 72nd anniversary of the D-Day invasion along the French coast by Allied forces that helped defeat the Nazis in World War II. About 160,000 Allied troops parachuted or waded onto the beaches of Normandy on June 6, 1944, in what was the largest sea assault in military history. Though about 4,500 died at the end of that day, the operation eventually led to the Allied victory across Europe. More than 5,000 ships and 13,000 aircraft supported the D-Day invasion. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.